All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Police asking for the public's help locating a man wanted on rape and assault charges. Gas prices jump again. Ugh. And an L.A. man sentenced for his role in Mac Miller's death. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Hate it or love it, we're about to see a lot more of Chris Brown and what's really going on between Keisha Cole and Antonio Brown.
Leroy has your sports.
You know what? Yes, you do have the right to be grumpy this morning. Plus, Fenway Park has turned into a place where we celebrate nonsense.
But first, Boston police asking for the public's help to find a man wanted for rape and assault charges in Chinatown. Edwin Fantonzi is from Lawrence, a level 3 sex offender. He's described as a Hispanic male, about 5'7", weighs 185 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to call police, or you can remain anonymous by sending a text to the Crime Stoppers tip line by texting the word TIP tip to crime 27463. Man, almost cried filling my car yesterday, and it's only getting worse. Gas prices jumped another 5 cents overnight. Massachusetts state average, yes. Massachusetts state average for regular unleaded gas is now $4.71. This is ahead, of course, of Memorial Day weekend, which is expected to be the busiest in 2 years.
I heard so-called expert saying that prepare for the summer.
Yeah.
$6 a gallon.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
$6?
Yep.
Emotional.
Like, it's seriously getting really sad to the point where there are people out there that are going to have to decide, am I going to take this drive to wherever I'm going to go or stay home and buy groceries for the week? Like, that's how sad this is getting.
Oh, wow.
Everything's just...
Compact cars, making a comeback.
And a Los Angeles man is headed to jail for his role in supplying the fentanyl-laced pills that contributed to Mac Miller's accidental drug overdose in 2018. Stephen Walter was sentenced to 17 and a half years. He had pleaded guilty last October. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Keisha Cole and Antonio Brown have been all over social media lately with rumors they were dating. But it looks like things have gone down a very dark path lately. So the rumors started back in March when they collaborated on a track and a video. And earlier this month, AB shared a video of Keisha Cole's lower back with an AB tattoo and captioned it, "You ain't pimping till you hit an R&B diva."
Oh.
Well, as you can expect, Keisha Cole didn't appreciate the post and on Instagram Live said it was a little harsh and then posted and deleted an Instagram story saying nothing is worth that level of disrespect.
You know, there's something about his, like, he keeps it so consistent as far as being a bad teammate, a bad friend, and a bad boyfriend.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, like, why do people get, what does he do when you first meet him that sells you on him being a good person?
Well, with Keisha, it was
like
his
Tom
talent.
Brady had him stay over his house. You kept him around your family?
Keisha thinks he's going to win Grammys. She said he's very talented as an artist. Well, I don't know if that's why she's dating him, but she thinks he's very, very talented. Which, by the way, he responded back to her comments on Instagram Live saying, "Keisha Cole, I'm a player, man. We don't want you, Keisha. I don't go back. I go forward.
Wow. I do believe that he's talented at what he does, because when you have that level of crazy as far as your personal life, that means that you got to be good at something. And for him, it's running really fast and catching brown oval-shaped balls. And apparently rapping now.
Wow. The man who sketched the infamous Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim K wore to the Met has a lot to say. Bob Mackey says it was a big mistake letting Kim wear it, saying Marilyn was a goddess. Nobody photographs like that. It was done for her. It was designed for her. Nobody else should be seen in that dress.
Well, no, it was bad just because a lot of museums and stuff, they're like, you can't do that because
it's a 60-year-old dress.
60-year-old dress specifically tailored for Marilyn Monroe's body.
Correct.
Like, I'm not getting into the whole fabric stuff, but it's not good to take something that old and just be like, shake it out and throw it on someone
worth
else.
$5 million, by the way.
If that's the case, let me go ride some dinosaur bones at the Museum of Science.
Jesus. Okay. And Chris Brown's about to have a very busy summer. He just signed a deal for a multi-year Vegas residency at Dre's nightclub on the rooftop of the Cromwell Hotel in Vegas. Now, it's going to kick off June 11th, but he'll also be going on tour this summer. So performance dates at the Cromwell are going to be pretty sporadic. No word on how much money he's being paid for this residency. And another Chris Brown news, he just announced the official release date for his Breezy album. It'll be out June 24th. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
What is Breezy album, you said?
It's called Breezy.
I got a dad joke, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Go ahead, give it to us now.
No,
listen.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm tired this morning.
Trust me, you're gonna follow it up with bad news on the Celtics, so it's all good.
You know what? I can't even put it together well. I was thinking something with Febreze, and forget it. Anyways, if you're heading into work and you watched the game last night, I know you're tired, and it's okay to be grumpy because I know I am. First off, the game didn't start at 8:30 like they said it was supposed to start. It did not start at 8:30. It started around 8:45. Folks, if you do the math, 8:30, the game didn't get over until almost 11:30. That's ridiculous. Second, not only was Marcus Smart out, but Al Horford didn't play. Health and safety protocols. We shouldn't have known it was going to be a mess. The first half, the Celtics were on fire. Third quarter, they came out flat. By the time they sort of got it together in the fourth, it was too late. It was over. The Celtics lost game one to the Heat. 118 to 107. But the thing I'm most upset about, again, is the time. We literally were lied to. 8:30 tip-off. 15 minutes later, that's when tip-off happened. People got jobs. We got to get to work.
Yeah.
It should not be going to 11:30.
7:30 tip-off. Right. What happened to those?
My God. Anyways, we got more bad news. Sox pitcher Nathan Eovaldi gave up five home runs in the second inning to the Astros, making him the third pitcher in the history. In the history of the game to allow that kind of mess in one inning. And then things get even worse. Five in one inning. And then things get even worse, Romero, because the only thing to celebrate was a fan sitting in the monster seats catching two home runs.
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
That's what we're going to celebrate? It's ridiculous. The Sox got embarrassed 13-4. I'm fired up. I'm fed up. Sox Astros again today at 6:10. The NHL and NBA playoffs continue tonight, too. And that's just
how could you give a five home run? I'm just trying to think logistically. Like, they couldn't have somebody warm up in that amount of time.
I don't know, man. But that's how far the Red Sox have fallen. They are in the dumps.
And it was only the second inning, so it's like, you're not going to have anybody warming up that early.
There's not many times I've seen five home runs in a game.
Yeah.
Total. They did it in an inning?
Trash.
All right. So everyone inhale and exhale. It's going to be okay.
Wow. Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats. 2 from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.